Good evening.
Glad to see so many of you.
Yes, it's a nice full meeting tonight, isn't it? Only one absent, unfortunately, through sickness.
Each one brings with them their own individual glow, which contributes to the light within this place.
That's nice to hear.
So, it gladdens me when I see so many of you together. Let me say to you a few words to begin this time.
Yes, please.
I know that much of what I bring to you sometimes confuses your minds.
Yes, we have to agree with that, it does.
But when first I came, I said that we would be talking on many deep matters.
You did, and we're very, very glad that you have been doing that.
I ask you, my good friends, to accept these confusing thoughts. Because, you see, it opens up your minds to many thoughts and provokes much discussion amongst you.
Yes, you're quite right, it does.
It is good that you analyze what I bring. It is good in the sense that it is opening you up, that it creates unfoldment within you by the very fact of being confusing thoughts to you. You understand.
It certainly makes us exercise our mental abilities.
And this is what we try to achieve with you. You must not allow your thoughts to become stagnant. You must allow these thoughts do expand. Although I say to you, accept what I give you, I fully understand that some of you find it a little difficult sometimes. And so, I say to you, if you reject anything that I tell you, do not be disappointed with yourselves. Because, my dear friends, we, in our side of life, are glad to see what you are achieving.
It's comforting to know that we are progressing, even though sometimes we think we are stumbling about without understanding.
That is why I say, do not be disappointed with yourselves. The realization and the awareness will come to you all when the time is right and proper for you all, because you know fully that you are all at different stages of your development.
Yes, we do understand that.
So, I know some within the room are a little disappointed that more does not happen with them. But do not concern yourselves about this matter, because, as I have said, you belong together, and each and every one has their individual tasks to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Although you differ greatly in your stages of development, each one of you is as important as the other.
Of course.
Please always bear this in mind. See yourselves as the whole unit working together, each one contributing. Although you are not always aware of what it is you give, I tell you, my dear friends, your energies are increasing each and every time we come together.
Splendid.
So know and accept that your love energy and bond is issuing forth great love that provides us the energy needed for us to come to you. Without you all, I would not be speaking to you now. So, with those words, I want to thank each and every one of you here. Know that you are looked after. Know that we cosset you. We try to support you. And we try to influence you daily.
Thank you. So would I be right in assuming that the dissension which was present in the previous life in which we were all of a closed order, that dissension has now been disposed of?
I would not say fully, because firstly, the life I have told you about is only one part of your existence.
Mm-hmm.
It really is not necessary information, but I provided it for you to give you the feeling of the unity amongst you.
I see.
It matters not whether there is slight dissension amongst you, because after all, your lives are not so entwined that you live each moment together. What is important that whilst you are in this place, that your thoughts be pure, that your thoughts to one another be good, so that the work that is necessary for us to bring can take place. You understand?
Yes, Father. Okay.
We are aware that your lifestyles are different. That matters not. It matters that you come here together, that you work and bring you pure energies for the work. That is what is important now. Your energies from times past have become much finer. But each one of you has a long way to go before I could say they were pure energies without problems. You understand?
Mm-hmm. We might accept we have an awful long way to go.
Yes. But is the unity here amongst you? Whilst you gather each time, which must remain pure. That it is why it is important that each one of you understand how important you are to each other. If the work which will come is to be good, we want only what is truth. We want only that mankind be told of what is happening within your world, and to provide some knowledge which until now has been unknown.
Well, we are quite happy to spread that knowledge, of course, once we are in the position to make mankind accept it or begin to accept what we give them. We can't make them accept it completely. We can only ask them to accept what we are able to give.
You can only extend yourselves and offer what you know. You cannot make them take it. But, as you know, like I have begun this time, the more you listen to something, then the avenue of thought is opened.
Yes.
You understand?
I understand.
The similarity is there.
Right.
All you can do is to stretch out and offer what you know. If it is rejected, then so be it. That is the pathway of each soul for their free will to decide.
Of course. So from what you say, Sanyamit, we are going to be in a position to broadcast what we have been learning here, have we? Are we?
The time will come, if you so desire, that this will take place. I have said to you from the beginning that you have the possibilities of doing much good work. It is something that needs to be spoken about. It is something that needs to be accepted. And the opportunities will be given when the time is right.
Fine. That's all I want to know, that it will be coming. You're not impatient to do it.
No. I have always said, please learn patience. After all, your earthly years are few in comparison to all of existence.
Quite. But it is nice to know that we are going, that our efforts jointly are going to be available to others. It gives us something to look forward to.
My dear friends, you are already spreading what you know. I see your words go far and wide even now. It makes my heart full to hear your words of encouragement, of wonderment at the pleasure which you retain from our speaking together. I cannot ask more of you at this particular time. If you continue this way, you cannot do more.
Good. As I said, it does give us something to look forward to and to aim at, to know that we are not retaining this information only for our own use.
I would desire for you all that firstly, we try to develop what is innate within you all. That you develop what you already know. But in this lifetime, most of you have suppressed until the past few years. But we have waited long and we have gathered together.
Yes.
So, do not be impatient, my dear friends. But know that all is possible.
Good.
Now, I think, do you have questions this time?
Yes, I do. Following on from what you said, and I'm not going to embarrass you with this, I hope, but a communicator who gave quite a lengthy talk through the other lady said that your name would be going down in history. But I could only see that happening by virtue of what we are able to pass on, acknowledging your teaching in the passing of that information. Then it would be going down in history.
I will say only this. If the knowledge I bring is given to others, if that is what you would interpret as going down in history, then I will go along with you. But I would say this to you. That is not my purpose.
No, of course I quite understand that.
That is not why I come to
you. That wouldn't mean anything to you at all. I know.
If you so desire in time to come, when more knowledge is given to you, if you so desire to use this name I have given to you, then I do not object, but it will not change or alter what we need to give to mankind.
Right. Yes, I do understand.
What is in the name?
Nothing really. No, I know it wouldn't bother you one way or the other, but any information which we do pass on must be acknowledged as coming from you.
If each one of you gains a little in knowledge, grows in spirit, feels that my time with you has been useful, then I am happy to go along with whatever you feel.
Okay. You should certainly remember that.
There will come the day, I know, when the gentleman who writes across the room,
this is for you, George,
will wish to use the name.
Yes.
I do give you all of my blessing.
Thank you.
Yes. Provided that the words written are indeed what comes from us all. You understand.
It has been in my mind, yes. Thank you.
I know that is why I speak. But, my dear friend, your patience will be rewarded. I know sometimes your mind has questioned what has been given. That is why I say, do not chastise yourself for your negative thoughts. Because, of course, you all are human. And I know that sometimes it is difficult to be positive.
Yes, it is.
You know that I teach you always that the power of your thoughts will become reality. Therefore, put them to good use. You understand what I tell you?
Yes, we do.
If you are so desiring to have more of what you call proofs that can be shown to others, make it a reality. Help us with what we are trying to achieve.
Yes, we are hoping for that sort of additional proof at another of our meetings.
Make it reality. Use the power of your thoughts. you would be amazed at what you could achieve. But unfortunately, while doubts remain, you are turning those positive energies into negative ones. Do you understand?
Yes, we quite understand, because the power is still there. The thought of power of thought is still there, but in the negative way instead of the positive.
Yes. You can achieve much, but you have to accept the responsibilities that each one of you hold.
Mm-hmm.
You follow.
Oh, yes, yes. We do accept that it does bring any further proof does bring its own responsibility for the proper usage of that proof.
That is why it is good that we devote some of these meetings to helping the others to bring forward what they have within. They may not think they achieve much, but you all shine beautifully.
Good. It's very pleasant news. Now, if I might ask a positive question, we communicated last week through one of the other ladies here, gave a most interesting talk, and it said that five of us were all one, and there seemed to be an emphasis on the number five, because he said the five here, and then there are, if I heard him correctly, he said there are many other fives. Does that number five have any particular significance?
No, none that I can speak to you of. I think what was meant, if you can understand when we speak of energies, it did not mean that five were more important. You have to understand how energy works to fully understand the concept of the saying. Five of you together creates the positive energies.
And that's what was meant, was it?
Yes. You must not accept it as five individual peoples as being one. That is not what was meant. You must return again to what life is about.
Mm-hmm.
That all is energy.
Yes.
That energy can change form. That energy can split. That energy can rejoin to create. And when we spoke of five, it was referring to energy mass.
So our minds are confused again.
You are confused.
Yes.
It is a difficult subject, but we are limited by your earthly words.
Yes, I understand.
So when you are told five people, you are again thinking of the physicalities of the words, not the spiritual sense, which you must try to do.
Yes, I see where our thoughts were going wrong, my thoughts were going wrong and that.
Yes, and once you allow your thoughts to be shortened, curtailed, then you have problems you must always allow your awareness to stretch, to grow, to accept life as this. I am trying to teach you to see things spiritually and not physically. It is difficult when you are encased within these physical bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But you can expand your mind if you so wish.
Mm-hmm.
Has that helped you a little? Would you like further explanation?
Would anybody like further explanation? I was just about to say I begin to see why some people go into closed orders and the silence of monasteries now in an effort to bring that spirituality nearer to their own physical mind.
It helps some to close themselves from the world, as you call it, for that reason. That is why I have told you not to judge.
Mm-hmm.
For some, they need the opportunity. They need the silence to go. You understand?
Yes. Yes, we do.
But do you not see, by your confusion and your thinking along another pathway, how your tolerance and understanding has grown?
Mm-hmm.
You see, one small step leads to another. One small thought leads to another. It can only be good for you. So, being in your states of confusion is not so bad after all.
Yeah. Certainly one thing we do excel at, being confused.
You are all doing very well. I will use one of your earthly terms this time and say, I am proud of you all. And I don't use that word to give you, how would you say, bigger head?
No, we do accept it as a genuine and sincere compliment, and we thank you for it.
And that is what I am trying to say. Your sincerity is indeed something to behold. Now, I think this time I will withdraw and allow some others to be worked with, and let us see what can be achieved.
Yes, thank you very much indeed. God bless you once again. Your patience with us.
Mm-hmm.